From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, this is Newsmakers. I'm John Gatto. We've just heard two takes on the outcomes of this year's Wisconsin legislative session from members of the legislature's leadership. Here to put some of the new legislation and reforms in a broader perspective is UW La Crosse political scientist Joe Heim. He told Newsmakers senior producer John Davis that many of the changes lawmakers made in the fall session, decisions largely made by the Republican majority, moved the state away from its progressive directions of the past.
You know, you're talking about changes in the John Doe system, which has been in the state for decades, changes in campaign finance reforms that have been around for decades, and of course the Government Accountability Board, which I think has actually only been in existence since about 2007.
Refresh our memories why that was started in the first place.
Well, you go back prior to the Government Accountability Board, we had two separate commissions or committees that handled them. One was an ethics committee, which I think generally worked okay. And then there was a second group dealing with campaign finances and campaigns, composed of three Democrats and three Republicans. And you might not be surprised to find out that they would deadlock pretty regularly. The result is they had very few investigations of anybody because generally the investigations would be directed at one side or the other, or one side or the other would think that they're more or less favored by the direction. That, if you look back at that period, it turned out that we ended up with what is referred to as the caucus scandal. And that resulted in several legislators going to jail, felonies, abuses of power, abuses of staffers. You had people basically getting paid on the taxpayers' dollar who were in fact working for partisan purposes. So it was a major scandal, and it wasn't just one or two people, it was quite a few people. As a result of that, both Democrats and Republicans felt pressured to clean up that whole thing, and they did. They created a Government Accountability Board composed of retired judges, six of them, and the staff, which of course is selected by the Government Accountability Board. The selection of those judges, by the way, judges are nonpartisan, although if you go back far enough, most judges have a little bit of partisan background, former prosecutors that might have been Democrats or Republicans. The governor of the state of Wisconsin gets to pick those people. Now, there's a panel that puts together names, and then from that, those panelists, he gets to pick the judges. It turns out that of the six judges that were selected by Governor Walker, by the way, mostly, except for one person, he picked people who had Republican backgrounds. So what you have is a Government Accountability Board established to clean up politics, clean up government, make it more honest and essentially nonpartisan. Unfortunately, and by the way, you could argue that these people actually would lean Republican because that was their political background. Well, unfortunately for them, they partly resulted in investigations which were more directed at Republicans than Democrats. So the Republicans cried foul that they were very partisan and they were in fact going after Republicans, including the governor. They basically supported two different John Doe investigations in the state of Wisconsin. And to make a long story short, some of their staff people, I think you have to acknowledge, at least one person, I won't mention any names, but the executive director of the group, gave the appearance at some time of being more partisan, more supportive of Democrats. But the judges themselves basically were neutral. And I think it was about as clean a system as you could possibly imagine. Their downfall, of course, is that they were investigating Republican wrongdoings of some sort. And that has caused the Republican-dominated legislature to make sure that doesn't happen again.
So what are we left with this new system that has been approved?
We're going back to the old way.
We're going back to the old ways.
Yeah, pretty much going back to the old way. I will tell you that I'd read a lot of newspapers, John. And I did not. One of the legislators put together a list of all the state editorial boards arguing across the board not to do anything with the Government Accountability Board because it's about as good a model as you can possibly imagine. That clearly did not have any impact on our legislature. And the partisan legislature basically voted yesterday and finished changing the Government Accountability Board back to the way it used to be, arguing that it was a failed experiment, that there was too much power, it was too partisan. And the fact is they just weren't happy. To me, it looked like a version of payback, that you're going to investigate us, and by God, we're going to get rid of you. And that's pretty much what the editorial boards across the entire state of Wisconsin thought. Unfortunately, apparently the legislatures don't feel they have to pay any attention to public opinion and what's good for the state of Wisconsin and democracy.
What if there is wrongdoing? I don't care what party you're talking about. How are we going to be able to get to the truth with some of these politicians?
There still will be investigations. For example, the Government Accountability Board still will be able to investigate wrongdoing. The problem, however, is in order for them to fund the investigation, they will have to go to the legislature and ask for the money. And of course, what party is going to vote to fund an investigation of themselves? So, I mean, you've got a trap here, basically. The John Doe was a particular type of grand jury system. The politicians have exempted themselves from John Doe investigations because they're going after the John Doe 1 and 2. They didn't like the results of those. It does not exempt them from wrongdoing, however. In other words, district attorneys and others can still investigate, including the federal government, by the way. So the investigations could happen. It just isn't going to be the old way.
You're listening to Newsmakers on Wisconsin Public Radio La Crosse. I'm John Davis. We're trying to put the work of the Wisconsin legislature into some perspective with UW La Crosse political scientist Joe Heim. Doesn't this benefit Democrats when they are in power and could be the subject of more investigations, or when they either hand out come fundraising time, it'll be nice to be able to get more money?
Yeah,
you know, they're both playing under the same rules. Both parties are.
Yeah, they certainly are. The one difference, perhaps, in terms of money, and this again sounds a little bit partisan, but I think Citizens United essentially said that both corporations and unions could essentially give almost unlimited funds into campaigns. The problem for the Democrats, however, is that unions have been on the decline for years in the United States. And throw in the fact that an increased number of Republican states have passed right-to-work laws, which disadvantage unions. State of Wisconsin, we had Act 10, which disadvantaged public sector unions, all of which undercut a major source of revenue for the Democrats. Corporations have not been undercut, but unions clearly have. The effect is, and I think this is pretty natural, businesses tend to support Republicans. So they have a distinct advantage in this current environment with fundraising, basically. You know, amongst the things that the legislature changed was campaign finance rules in the state of Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
I did not hear this on the streets, but maybe thousands of people were asking the legislature to double the amounts of money that they could give to candidates. Assembly went from 500 limit, I think, to 1,000. I think it's Senate went from 1,000 to 2,000. Instead of giving 10,000 to the governor, you can now give 20,000. There were just thousands of people out there just begging for this major change. Well, you can kind of figure out what this is all about. It has to do with fundraising and campaigning against your opponent. And if you can raise more money than the other side, your chances of winning are that much better.
UW La Crosse political scientist Joe Heim. He spoke with Wisconsin Public Radio's John Davis about the work of the Wisconsin legislature in the recently concluded fall session. And that's Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm John Gatto. The Newsmakers production team this week included Hope Kerwin and our senior news editor and producer, John Davis. If you missed part of today's show, you can find the audio archives at wpr.org/newsmakers. Our site also has archives of other past editions of Newsmakers, and if you'd like to share your comments or suggestions for future shows, you'll find links to our producers and staff, that and more, at wpr.org/newsmakers.